The 44-page guide to name and gender marker changes suggests starting with a court-order name change, then onto driver's licenses, birth certificates, social security cards, and other documents. Randy Hannig, public policy director with Equality Illinois, says it is important for people who've changed their gender identity to update their legal paperwork.
As it not only recognizes their new identity in the public square, but they may have difficulty getting access to government programs and legal recognition if their documents don't match their new gender identity. So that's why we're really out there letting everyone know that we have this new toolkit available to them.
Equality Illinois has also been working on other assistance to the LGBT community, including a series of workshops dealing with the legal intricacies of the new same-sex marriage law. I'm Lee Strupinger.